We recently talked about plans to build a spaceport in coastal Georgia.
I have looked in depth at the benefits to Georgia and the surrounding Camden community, and I think that it'll help not just the state of Georgia, but the immediate people surrounding the spaceport.
That's Laura Forsick. She owns a consulting firm hired by Camden County Commissioners to help make their dreams of a spaceport a reality. After my interview with her earlier this month, we heard from a few of you about how the project might harm the environment. Jim Renner of St. Simon's Island writes to us, "Rockets blow up. Imagine if a rocket launched in Camden County corkscrews a little, explodes, and rains fiery debris on our coastal marshlands, Jekyll Island or Cumberland Island." Renner points to an explosion several years ago at a spaceport in Virginia.
"And we have lift off of Antares, the Dwarf 3 mission, covering Cygnus on its third CRS mission to the ISS."
Sounds of an Antares rocket as it burst into flames in 2014. The fire severely damaged the launch pad and started a brush fire on Wallops Island, which is a Virginia barrier island. Steve Winkle lives in Woodbine, near the proposed Camden spaceport site, and he's especially concerned about what will happen if rockets are launched over public land on Georgia's barrier islands.
"Launching rockets, especially rockets that could crash on Cumberland Island, will create a hazard that was not anticipated in the writing of the enabling legislation for Cumberland Island or the 1964 Wilderness Act. In fact, you can't even ride a bicycle in a wilderness area."
We asked another coastal voice to weigh in on Spaceport Camden.
"My name is Megan DeRosiers. I live in Brunswick, Georgia. I'm the president and CEO of a nonprofit in coastal Georgia called 100 Miles.
The group advocates for environmental conservation on the state's 100-mile coastline. DeRosiers echoes concerns about rocket flight paths crossing Cumberland Island, and she brings up another potential danger.
"The site that is proposed to be the launch site is a heavily contaminated, toxic site."
DeRosiers says decades of munitions and pesticide manufacturing at the site left lots of hazardous waste behind.
"And vibrations, heat from the launches, other activities associated with the spaceport will impact that site, which is right on the banks of Todd Creek, which are currently eroding."
She says the risks of Spaceport Camden far outweigh the rewards. Next month, Camden County is set to present the case for the project to the Federal Aviation Administration. That draft environmental impact statement kicks off an official public comment period. We always love to get your responses and to know what you think. So leave us a message at 404-500-9457 or send us an email. It's onsecondthought@gpb.org. Just ahead, Hooked on Facebook. The Breakroom Gang considers how to treat your social media addiction. First, though, why vultures and alligators make great friends. This is On Second Thought.